Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. And joining us today from the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, Nova Clark. Welcome, Nova.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here this morning, and thanks for hopping in and coming and seeing us here. A big day, a milestone day coming up for the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. What's going on?
That's right. Next Saturday, June 17th, we are celebrating 20 years at Black Bayou Lake. And so we're having a big public celebration. We want everybody to come out and help us celebrate.
All right. We'll get to the celebrating in just a moment. But before we do, talk to me about the history of the lake. Because I remember, wasn't there a time that that lake was kind of closed off and wasn't accessible by the public? And now it's a beautiful place out there to go enjoy the wildlife and go see the lake. But, you know, there's a lot more than just the lake.
That's right. You know, historically, Black Bayou Lake was a cotton plantation. It's gone through a lot of hands. And it was pretty much private at one point. And then a little over 20 years ago, the Friends of Black Bayou was organized. And under their leadership, and especially George Maux, basically, they turned it into a wildlife refuge, so it's a public space for everybody to come out and enjoy. You can come out, you can fish, you can walk the trails. We've got two old cemeteries on the property. It's just a great way to come out and connect with nature.
You know, the lake is in a natural, wild state, which is kind of fun. I'm a fisherman, so you get out there and you get into what a lake is supposed to look like. There's lots of timber in the lake that's there that the fish love to habitate around, those old trees and lily pads and and those things. And it's just a beautiful place to enjoy the water, but the trails and walking around. Talk to me about how big is the lake in the park itself?
The refuge is about a little over 5,000 acres. The lake is about 2,500 acres. And like you said, there's a lot of other things to do. One of the things that we've really been working on in the last year is putting in more pollinator areas. So right now, if you come out and take right at our entrance sign, then also at the entrance to the pier, there are beautiful wildflower fields out there. And it's a great place to come and look, although we remind you, you should not and cannot pick the flowers or go walk in them, because flowers are there for everybody and also for the bees and the butterflies to enjoy.
You know, we're in the middle of our Be the One campaign, and the bees are important this morning. The thing that's kind of neat that I like is the fact that you guys are involved with the public, and there's always something going on for the kids and the adults, and there's always just different things happening. So what all do you have going on as part of the 20th anniversary celebration?
Well, right now, we've got this wonderful exhibit of junior duck stamp art. Yep, most people probably know about the duck stamp program. But the junior duck stamp program is for kids under the age of 18. They submit their art. There's a contest in every state. And then there's a nationwide contest, and they do publish a junior duck stamp. We've got the winning artwork on display now from all 50 states. And it is amazing artwork. If you like ducks or geese or anything like that, it's great to see. But also, if you just like art, I can't believe the winning entry was done by a 15-year-old from Virginia, and it is amazing. It looks like a picture.
All right, so the 20th anniversary celebration, I wrote this down, is coming up June the 17th.
Yes.
10 to 1, and I wrote down you have politicians and cake.
Well, that's just one small segment of it. At 11 o'clock, we are having some speeches and everything and cutting a cake in celebration of the 20th anniversary. And we will have cupcakes and cake for everybody.
You have lots of cake, right? Politicians
love cake.
We have lots of cake.
We do have that. But for those of you who may not be that excited about that part, from 10 to 1, we have tons of other activities going on that don't involve politicians.
Arts and crafts for the kids this time?
Yes, we do have that. We'll be painting flower pots. We'll be making butterflies. We're also going to let you take home your very own pet turtle that you are going to make. Not a real turtle. But you'll be able to make one and take one home. And then we've got a lot of other groups that are going to be out helping us with different activities. So it's not just arts and crafts. We also will be doing archery and some backyard bass, which is fishing for plastic fish. It gets incredibly addictive and very competitive when you do that, but it's much safer. No hooks.
I wrote down, I'm just looking at my bullet points here, milkweed, which I usually think might be a bad thing, but that's probably a good thing.
Well, yeah. So back to the pollinators, monarch butterflies, which are kind of our symbol of pollinators for the Fish and Wildlife Service. The only thing their caterpillars feed on is milkweed. And so we do have seeds to give away, so you can put milkweed in your yard. Because we, you know, animals don't stop at the refuge boundaries. They go everywhere, so the more milkweed, the better. And then, in turn, when you plant those sort of type of flowers and bring back butterflies, you also help the bees and other insects as well that we need.
Nova, what is, you says we'll be shooting some bows and arrows at stuff. Archery?
Yes. We have archery for the kids. With thanks to Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries, one of our partners, they're letting us borrow all of that stuff. Because one of the focuses of a refuge, unlike a national park, is we do allow hunting and fishing. And we want to encourage that among the public. And the best way to start that is with the kids.
One of the big things is you guys are locally involved, even down to your logo.
Yes. We were very lucky. We wanted a logo for our 20th anniversary, and we reached out to Professor Fassett here at ULM and his class. And his students submitted a bunch of logos that were amazing. It was very hard to pick. But if you've seen our stuff on our Facebook page and everything, the alligator logo was designed by Tamber Wade, who just graduated this last month in May. And then Friends of Black Bayou has a 20th anniversary T-shirt with an alligator snapping turtle on it. And that was designed by ULM student Amanda Womack.
All right. Snapping turtles.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of those right here out my window as I overlook the bayou this morning on ULM's campus. Nova, the event is happening again when?
June 17th. That's Saturday from 10 to 1 p.m. that day.
And to find out more, is there a website or any place we can send folks?
You can go to our Facebook page at Black Bayou Lake NWR or call us at 387-1114.
That's Nova Clark with Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. The 20th anniversary coming up June the 17th for the big celebration. Open 10 to 1, archery, water safety classes, milkweed, pollinators, speeches, politicians, and cake. You can find out more at KEDM.org.